Give a hand of applause and thank our worship team. Thank you so much. Romy, Sylvia, Andrew, you're a blessing. You're a blessing. You may be seated. And this morning, we're going to have time for the word. Before we have time for the word, I'd like to pray for different situations. There's people that are not feeling that well, some children that are with the issues. And so I like to pray, not mentioning any names, but I like to pray that God will extend his mercy and bring healing. We also have a few people on vacation that hopefully are watching us from the cottage and some from the beach. It's so nice to have time for vacation. So God, we pray especially this morning, and Lord, we want to bring before you those children that are sick, Lord, that you bring healing. You promised in your word, by your stripes we were healed. So we pray, God, and we cover them with the precious blood of Jesus. I pray also in Jesus' name, God, for all of those that are watching us while they're resting their vacation period and traveling. Just bless them and protect them, I pray, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I have a message burning in my heart for all of us. This is one of those messages that I thought first, is it for me or is it for the church? I always like to bring you the word of the Lord. I don't want to bring, I preach every day online. So I have a big collection of messages. To me, having a message is not an issue. It's not a problem. But I don't want to have a message. I want the message from the Lord. And I know, and I've been observing, in a few people that are my friends and that come here to church, I've been observing, like a pattern of not wanting to wait. Not wanting to wait. And so I had this burning in my heart. And so I'd like to bring you this message, wait for your victory. Amen. Now, when I say wait, and we have many scriptures in the Bible to tell us to wait, it's not to wait indefinitely or just not doing anything. Because, there's people that I've met that I will tell them, couples, I'll tell them, you should plan to have kids. Says, oh, no, we want to wait for the right time. And then the time passed and they didn't have kids. And so it's a big pain. It's a hurt in the heart when someone really wants children and they cannot have children because they waited too long. And so I understand that sometimes we can wait too long. We can lose momentum. There's opportunities that come in life. And sometimes we need to take them right now. It's like, this is for now. I need to take it now. So I'm not talking about this aspect, but I'm talking about the very important trait in the life of the believer, in Christians, that we should have, and that's the ability to wait. To wait for your victory. And the scripture that I want to bring you this morning, it's in Psalms 27, verse 14. And it says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So there's times to wait. There's times in which we should just wait. Many times in my life, I ask the Lord, should I continue doing what I'm doing? And I'm kind of in a season like that. I ask the Lord. And so the Lord tell me to wait. And so what do I need to do? I wait. I wait. One of my ministries or something that I do in ministry, it's to bring or to try to bring restoration to pastors that lost their way by different reasons, either a sin, they committed a sin, or there was a difficult situation like divorce, separation, adultery, different situations. So this has been my life, and many times we receive people here that are, you know, I never tell you exactly what's going on because that's not my role. So, but I try to restore into ministry different people. And one of the secrets that I tell them, it's wait on God, wait on the Lord, especially if there's something, you know, listen, I through difficulties in life and in my health, some of you know, I had an open heart surgery with a quadruple bypass and all, and the same week I got off the hospital, I was here preaching. And the doctor told me no, the doctor told me wait. And I didn't wait. And this was my decision. So, but this will not cause an impact in your life, my life. So those are decisions that then do not cause an impact. But sometimes it's time to wait. We don't wait. We want to go ahead. We do what the Lord didn't ask us to do. Like Abraham and Sarah, they knew God had the child of the promise for them, and they didn't want to wait. And so Abraham was talking to the wife, to Sarah, and Sarah told her, why don't you do a child to my employee, to a younger girl? And he said, oh, sure, well, let's do it. And so that caused problems up to today. And so those are this is an extreme situation of things that sometimes we think we're going to help God or help a situation, and it truly doesn't help. I apologize for our projector. There's something here, either the computer. We ordered a new computer, so it should be on the way, and we'll try to solve it. But one of the problems I keep seeing over and over in Christians is that they act and make decisions without God or without consulting God. It's like there's an important decision to be made, and so they make the decision without asking God. And today I would like to bring you a scripture. It's quite an interesting story. It's in the Old Testament, and it talks about a sound that happened on top of trees, of mulberry trees. Now, these are mulberry trees. A mulberry tree, it's a balsam tree. So if you read different translations of the Bible, King James says mulberry, but all the new translations say balsam. Because they studied trees in the region, and they concluded that the right tree, it's the balsam tree. And the balsam tree has an importance in Scripture because it's a type of tree that grew in the area of Gilead. It's an area in Israel. And then in that area of Gilead, those trees produced like a blackberry. And that blackberry was used to make balsam that will heal wounds. So that's the type of tree that this scripture is talking. And let me just bring you quickly the story. There's a group of people, there's a tribe, it's called the Philistines. And they had great hosts, a big army, and they came against Israel. And so the Philistines will come and steal the crops. They will attack the villages. They will rape the women. They will rob all the produce of the land. But with the help of God, David was defeating this tribe, the Philistines. So the Philistines attacked, and David, with the guidance of God, defeated the Philistines. But after he defeats the Philistines, they return. You know, the enemy, it's like this. He returns a second time. And so David knew already how to defeat them. So he could have just told the army, okay, guys, let's beat them once again. We beat them once, we're going to defeat them a second time. But David knew better. So he didn't do that. So he calls what we identify in Scripture as an oracle. An oracle is someone that specifically consults God and gets answers from God. So he tells the oracle, can you ask God, shall we go attack them again or shall we wait? And so this is the answer he received from God. This is in 2 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 24. And it says, and when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, the mulberry trees, then rouse yourself, for then the Lord has gone out before you to strike down the army of the Philistines. So this is the word, the fresh word they needed to hear. Okay, they could have just decided, let's go, guys, let's give them a beating. We defeated them a few months ago. They return. We already know how they fight. We already know their strategy. We're better than them. We're going to beat them. But no, he consulted the Lord because he wanted to know, shall we go? And the Lord didn't say, don't go. The Lord said, you keep watching and you keep waiting and you wait for a specific sound. You're going to hear troops, an army, marching on top of the mulberry trees. You see, there's the trees there. So it seems to me that David was encamped with the army. They're ready to attack. It's not that they're waiting on the Lord, watching Netflix, and letting time go by. No, they're ready for battle. They're ready. But they're not attacking unless the sign comes. And the sign is a supernatural sign. Because I've never heard an army marching on top of a tree. So a sound of an army on top of the tree. Of course, people can give all types of explanations to this. They'll say, oh, there was a wind and just ruffled No, it's a sound of an army. It's a supernatural sound. Some have said that the angels of God were marching on top of those trees. And it says that the Lord has gone before you to strike down the army. So God is attacking first. God is saying, you don't do anything. You just wait for the right time. You know, sometimes I'm a guy, so I watch war movies. And, you know, some girls watch war movies too. But I'm a guy, and sometimes I'm watching war movies. Or, you know, when I was younger, I enjoyed also cowboys and stuff. And, you know, and there's sometimes battles that happen where an army is waiting for the other army to attack. And the general or the captain, so the one responsible for the troops, will say, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. And they're attacking. They say, come on, if we hold on more, we're going to get hit. But that person knows exactly when to strike. Because in a combat, it's important to know when to strike, where to strike, but when is very important. So God is saying, hold on, hold on, hold on. Listen, it's not that the enemy stopped. No, they're attacking. The enemy is attacking. And they're doing nothing, it seems. But they're doing something important. They're waiting. So my word for you today is learn to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. So this was supposed to happen on top of the mulberry trees. And it's important for you in your personal battles, in your struggles, in things that you're going through, you need to ask God what to do and when to do it. Ask God what to do before the battle. What shall I do, Lord? Shall I go? You know, Jesus said if a wise person would consult to know if he should go to battle, if he can win that battle or not. And sometimes we engage in other business. We have a situation in life and we engage in a business or we do something without involving God in the process, even if it seems to be good. I can tell you an example from my personal life. When I started serving the Lord, I was serving God, and I was in a group involved in mass evangelism. We'll do evangelism, we'll do street evangelism. So we will do concerts in a big square, like going downtown Montreal, bigger than that, lots of people. And I got involved in doing all sorts of activities. And so on my own, I decided that I was going to do the same thing without my friends. So I will go to a street corner with a guitar, start singing Christian songs, giving my testimony, and people will come to the Lord. And it was a tough area. I did this in the prostitution street. So there was those street hookers, you know, the prostitutes. They're there, and they will see me there. They will come to see, and I had all kinds of struggles because the pimps didn't want a guy, you know, preaching the gospel there. It's not good for business. And so, but I kept on doing it. And I had results. But it was a constant struggle. Until one day, I was doing this for months. One day, the Lord told me, did I ask you to do this? And I questioned myself and I realized, no, God, you didn't ask me. But I'm doing it nevertheless. I believe God honored what I did. And God will honor your decisions. But I wasn't seeing, you know, the results I expected, and it was being extremely tough on me, till I said, okay, God, I'm going to stop, and I'll do it whenever you tell me. And then I build a team, and instead of doing this on my own, God allowed me to build a team of 10, 12 people, and then we were extremely effective bringing prostitutes, both male and female, to the Lord. And this is just from my experience. I'm not teaching you something that I didn't live. Many times we make decisions without thinking. But today, this morning, I want to tell you, wait for the sound. Wait to hear from the Lord. If you're not listening from the Lord, stay put. Stay put. Do your best. You know, Paul said, whatever comes to your hands, do it the best you can do, like you were, if you were doing this to the Lord. So he's telling, if you work for a master, even if you're a slave, you do for your master, you do for your job today, as if you were doing for the Lord. Do your best. Whatever comes to your hands, do your best. But wait to hear from the Lord. And when you hear from the Lord, obey immediately. I'm concluding the message, but I still want to read two passages. One, it's also in the book of Psalms 126, 5 and 6. It says, those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. He who goes forth weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. So it's telling about someone who's working hard. I've been in the business of sowing in the land. I've sowed from potatoes to, you know, vineyards to, it's tough work. If you work in agriculture, it's hard, right, Joanna? You work, when you were younger, you worked many years in agriculture. It's hard. But it says, he that sows weeping will have great joy, because then you'll see the result of your work. You'll see the harvest. And so what the Lord is saying, you'll have shouts of joy. So encourage yourself viewing or seeing ahead. You do not need to get stuck in the present difficulties, because if you are sowing in tears, you will reap in joy. Now, I will conclude this message with the last scripture. This is in Isaiah 64 and verse 4. And says, since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. It doesn't say he acts on behalf of those who love him. Because you may love God, but you don't know how to wait on him, wait for him. So you know that God is with you. Wait for him. Learn to wait on the Lord. Wait for the sound on the top of the mulberry tree. Oh, I can imagine the army is there. David is there. They are armed to their teeth. They have the weapons. They have the, you know, the spears. They have the swords. I don't know what type of weapons, maybe axes, all types of weapons. And they're there waiting. The enemy is attacking and they're not doing anything, but they're ready. So waiting involves being ready. Okay? So it's not waiting like being lazy. God does not bless laziness. Sometimes we are lazy, all of us. God does not bless lazy people. I've seen lazy people saying, oh, I'm waiting on the Lord. They're not. They're just being lazy. No, when you wait on God, you're ready. God says jump, you jump. God says left, go left. God says do this, you do this. Even if it's something that's not popular, that people will not understand, but you wait, you stay put. It's better to do what the Lord tells us, even if it looks in the eyes of other people that we're not successful. When Jesus died, he was unsuccessful in the eyes of the people. But in heaven, he was the champion. He was the champion. He was given the right to open the scroll. He's the champion. But in the eyes of others, people are saying, oh, look at him, poor him. Look, you know, last week, Hosanna to the Son of David. Today, he's dying. It's finished. It's finished. They say it's finished. And Jesus agrees. He says, it is finished. But when he says it is finished, it's because it was the time of God. In the appointed time, he died for you and me. He achieved a great victory. On the third day, against all odds, a mighty victory occurs because he obeyed God to the end. He obeyed God. He said, God, if possible, remove this cup from my life. But let your will be done, not mine. So this is the attitude of a Christian. Being a Christian, it's not easy. It's at times complicated. And we need to learn to wait for our victory. Let us just stand. I'd like to pray for you. And this morning, I just hope the Lord spoke to you. You know that my prayer is that you will not do things in despair. Like doing on your own strength when the Lord is telling you, wait, because I'll do the victory, and then you come and you just reap the harvest. You know, the job of the one who sows can be tough, but the crop growing, it's something we cannot do. It's out of our hand. We throw the seeds are out of our hand. We may still weeping, but we will return with shouts of joy. Amen. So just believe it in your heart, and maybe in the situation that you're going through, you don't know what to do next. Maybe it's time to wait on the Lord. Sometimes it's better not to do anything. Let things run its course. God will do it. Amen. And then you'll just have shouts of joy. You just say, yes, I got the victory. Amen. I receive it without working for it. I receive this blessing. I don't deserve it. But here I am, and I thank you, God, for what you're doing for me. Let me pray. God, I pray for people watching us here and in other places. And God, you know our personal struggles. You know the fights. You know what we're expecting, Lord. And as your word says, sometimes we are sowing and no eye has seen, no ear has heard what you can do for those who wait for you. Lord, teach us how to wait. Lord, we know that sometimes we don't have patience to wait. And we move ahead of time. We do things without thinking. Forgive us, God. I pray that you'll forgive us for the mistakes of our past. But God, as time goes by and we learn to walk with your Spirit, just teach us, Lord. Teach us and guide us in the next step. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, and I feel from the Spirit of God, there's people here that have been saying, telling the Lord that you're tired of waiting. That you're tired of waiting. Let me remind you that Moses waited 40 years in the desert living with sheep. 40 years. You haven't waited 40 years. And you will not have to wait 40 years, but learn to wait on the Lord. Learn to wait on the Lord. Lord, I pray for all of us here that you continue to teach us by the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.